This is JIS News. Coming up, police station to be built in Longville Park, Clarendon. 25 students to receive scholarships from UC Rosal and Jamaica to extend further support to Dominica. The news in detail after this message.
Government pensioners, listen up. The Accountant General's Department is modernizing its processes in order to serve you better. All pensioners are therefore being asked to submit their TRN, banking information, email address, contact numbers, and mailing address to ensure accurate, up-to-date records. For more information, visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832027 or 1-888-991-0095. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved a contract for the construction of a police station to serve residents of the Longville Park housing scheme in Clarendon. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the $72 million contract was awarded to C&D Construction and Engineering Limited. The National Housing Trust, which is responsible for the Longville Park development, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force agreed on the need for a permanent police presence in the Longville Park community. This to enable the police to be more responsive to the security concerns of the residents.
The police station will be located on approximately 2 acres of land in the Longville Park development, with construction expected to be completed within the next 6 months.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. 25 Jamaican students will have the opportunity to pursue studies in Russia next year after receiving scholarships from UC Rosal, owners of the Allpart Alumina Company in Nain, St. Elizabeth. Country manager for UC Rosal in Jamaica, Igor Dorofeev, says despite the negative effects of the global economic crisis on the bauxite industry, the company remains committed to its social intervention programs. He adds that after the students have completed their studies, they'll be given employment contracts at Allpart and will be fully involved in the company's modernization and redevelopment. The scholarships will be granted to students from communities in the vicinity of Allpart. Meanwhile, Mining Minister Philip Paulwell is commending the administrators at UC Rosal for their generosity, noting that the scholarships will be of great benefit to students and their families, and by extension, Jamaica. The Board of Directors of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, is giving the assurance that it is fully committed to the rights of its workers. The statement comes against the background of ongoing wage negotiations between the authority and air traffic controllers. JCAA Board Chairman B. St. Michael Hilton says the authority is conscious of the challenges being faced by its employees.
But we are also conscious of the fact that we are part of the public sector and we are subject to the same constraints that the rest of the sector faces.
Mr. Hilton was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. And the government of Jamaica will extend further assistance to Dominica as the Caribbean island recovers from the impact of Tropical Storm Erica. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says key state agencies have met to examine the immediate needs of Dominica in order to determine the extent of Jamaica's contribution to the recovery and rebuilding efforts. She says the government of Jamaica has so far pledged to donate $100,000, two Bailey bridges, and technical expertise in the areas of health and engineering. Senator Faulkner adds that Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has had dialogue with the Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerrit, and consultations are ongoing between the Ministry of Health and the Pan American Health Organization to outline Jamaica's strategy for extending medical assistance to the island. The minister was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing in Montego Bay last Friday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.